Tuesdays, we usually visit with Dennis Belisky of Resource Auction. And hello, Dennis.
You know, one thing I can tell, Mick, is that your banjo picking has gotten quite a bit better during your isolation period.
I have done nothing but my nose up against the banjo frets. So, yep, it's all there is to do.
We're embracing a lot of changes, and, you know, the auction business is one of the ones that's embracing a lot of changes this spring. And I've been reading a lot of articles written by machinery publications and machinery pioneers and whatnot about how the auction business is changing this spring to adapt to the COVID-19 situation and, you know, crowds and having too many people on hand. And, you know, it's just a very interesting thing to watch a group of us that our peers come together and decide, you know, how it is that we're going to handle this. And, you know, within the first few days of last week, just numerous phone calls from a lot of my buddies in the auction industry and whatnot. And we had discussions about, you know, what we thought was best. And the truth of the matter is, it doesn't matter what we think is best. When it comes right down to it, we have to do what's best for the safety of the public and for the safety of our sellers and for our employees and our buyers. And in terms of that, that meant going to online auctions. And, of course, no stranger to online auctions. We've been doing them for a number of years. The question is, do we do virtual auctions where we do the auction live and still have the live auctioneer sell the equipment, or do we go to the timed online platform? And we decided to sell our auctions by timed online platform this spring. You know, we've got some very, very nice farm retirement auctions. And, of course, when you're a true blue auctioneer and diehard in that industry and have been so for 3.5 decades, it's a very difficult decision to make to not have to be able to go to your neighbor's farm and sell his auction when you've known that equipment your whole life and seen it and been around it. But it's just one of those things that we're going to have to do to make sure that our sellers get the best that they can out of their equipment, the buyers get the best opportunity that they can. And with the timed online auction, they've got a week to make those decisions. Each one of our auctions will open on the day that it was scheduled to take place, and it will go on for a full week of bidding, so everyone will have a chance. And one of the questions that we've been getting more than anything is, can we still go look at the equipment? And absolutely, you're free to go look at the equipment on these yard sites. There's an inspection location on every auction, so make sure that you, courtesy call the seller, tell them that you're coming out to take a look, and they'll answer some questions for you before you get there about their equipment. A lot of nice equipment this spring, and a good opportunity for guys to buy equipment in this marketplace, because there just isn't so much of that good used equipment out there that guys are looking for. So feel free. Like right now, we've got two auctions going on. Last Friday, the Robin Brecken Farms auction opened up. That's a beautiful line of haying equipment, all late model haying equipment, very, very well kept, including a pellet mill and balers and wrappers and tractors and mower conditioners. A big auction. Now, that auction closes this Friday, March 27th, but you're free to get a hold of Robin, go take a look at those items, and come back to your home or office, bid on them online. Today, our consignment auction in Grand Forks, what was always our big indoor auction event at the Alaris Center, that opened for bidding today online, and it closes next Tuesday, March 31st. So make sure you get registered to bid on that. Everything is located at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks. All the items that are on the auction are for display there on the lot, and the lot is open for you to go take a look at them. And, of course, the loadout dates are posted on our website and whatnot. So as we go through each of these auctions, you'll see that the date that the auction was to take place is the opening bidding, and we'll go for 1 week following that period and let everybody have a chance to bid. So we've done some work on our rate schedule through this time to try to accommodate folks a little bit with the rates for online user fees, trying to do everything we can to make it as easy as possible for the bidders to get to the auction, to make a good auction for our sellers, because they hired us to do that, and we still have to do that to the very best extent that we can. Jeff Hughes' auction is next week at Nitsche. Our guys are there setting up for that, getting ready for that now. We'll get pictures posted for all of these auctions as time goes on, and the catalogs posted with the sale order in them. And again, any questions you have, call our office, email us, get a hold of us. We'll help you with anything that we can to make sure that you get what you need and our sellers get what they need.
Yeah, I would assume, Dennis, this is kind of analogous to ordering food online, or it may come a time where we order our groceries and they'll be delivered. Everything is like that, except you probably have to go get that combine or tractor you're going to buy.
Yeah, and that's one of the things, too, that we want to mention, you know, with trucking the way it is during all of this and whatnot, you know, we have dates posted on these auctions for you to come and pick up your items, and there are deadlines posted there, but certainly everyone is willing to work with you. Even at our Alaris Center auction, we're willing to work with you on the pickup on that, you know, just so that, you know, you don't go ahead and say, oh, I'm not going to bid on this because I can't be there by then to pick it up. But if you got a question, call, and we'll accommodate you. And, you know, when you say that this is analogous to ordering food online, I really hope that it is, because when I order food online, I order this, this, and this, and then I say, oh, by the way, I should probably have one of those too. So I hope that that's the way guys approach these auctions. They buy this and this, and then maybe say, yep, I need that too.
All right. Yes, I'll take that baler and that pelleter from the Brecken Farms here. So, all righty. Well, Dennis, what's the best way for guys to get a hold of you or get on your website and get registered as an online bidder?
You know, ever more important now that you go to that website, and it's resourceauction.com, and that's pretty much going to be the lifeblood of our business here for the next month or so, is for you to go there and look at those auctions and register to bid. And the register to bid process is very simple. Our phone number is 701-757-4015.
Gotcha. Dennis, stay safe, stay healthy, and thanks for keeping, you know, there may come a day when we can't go to the store, we can't do things, but we can always go to the auction online. Thank you, Resource Auction, for doing that for us.
You have a great week, Mick, and all you folks out there as well. Be safe, be good, and come to an auction online.
All right, will do. Thank you, Dennis Belisky of Resource Auction.